It's the hold music while I wait.
I got some of that stuff.
Good. Can I record you a little bit to send out to the people who contributed?
What's that?
Can I record you a little bit to send out to the people who contributed? I'll edit out anything personal.
Oh, sure.
Good. You haven't done the interview in a while, have you?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Well, you have a phone. You can do interviews now. Did you get the phone?
I don't know. I got to go through it. There's two boxes I also got to pick up. Where are they at exactly?
Where are what?
The phones.
I sent you the phone.
Was it single?
It's a phone. Yeah, with some extra cards for minutes. No, it's one phone.
Oh, I didn't get that yet. I just went through the stuff, but I didn't see it. Could it be in the boxes?
Yeah, don't throw the boxes out till you look through them really well.
Oh, I haven't even opened them yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, what did you get? What did you open?
Huh?
What did you open?
The clocks and, all that other stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. And I'm gonna send you a priority mail, a check that we talked about on Monday. So you probably get it Wednesday or so.
Okay.
I burned some CDs for you. I haven't
great.
I haven't burned a CD in like 15 years probably. And I haven't made like a mixtape CD in like 20 years. I had to remember. It was like, learning how to do scrimshaw or something. It was so weird using a CD player. Burner. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for keeping me from going insane.
Yeah, man. What else did you get? Oh, you didn't open all the boxes yet, right? You just got them?
Huh?
Did you just get the boxes? You didn't open them all yet?
Yeah. Okay. I opened half of them, I guess.
Okay, well, today you got, let's see, the Black Sabbath records, the Canes, the phone, a charger for the phones, and CD player.
Okay, yeah, I haven't opened that one yet.
Yeah, some pens for writing. So you can get your brain working again. A little tiny pocket radio, FM radio, because, some good stations there in that place.
Yeah.
Unlike where I am. Some legal pads, some paper. My voice is kind of shot. Oh, and the CD player and the phone. Yeah. And the headphones and the fidget spinners. It should be two boxes, I think. Maybe three.
Yeah. I'm going to pick them up right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, when you get the phone, let me know the number and I'll get it to the people you want to have it. I know who they are.
Okay. Hey, I got to get my medicine now.
Yeah.
I got to get my meds right now, so can you just hold on a little bit or call back in about 10 minutes if you want?
Yeah, I'll call back in 10 minutes. How's that?
All right.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye. It's Michael Dean. Did you get everything taken care of?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Is it late in the day for you? Do you get up really early?
About 7.
Yeah?
Yeah, is that early?
I don't know. Sometimes. I go to bed like probably an hour later every day, more or less. So, over a period of time, I go from getting up at 7 a.m. to going to sleep at 7 a.m., etc. But you're on a regular schedule there, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple hours leeway. Some people sleep really late. It varies.
Yeah.
It's not rigid like that.
But you have a roommate, right?
Yeah.
Is he noisy?
No.
Good.
Yeah, good. There's a few good things about the thing, because we don't talk, so it's like being alone.
So it's prison rules. Just ignore each other. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta get out of this place. I gotta,
Well, what are your options?
Huh?
What are your options?
I don't have any yet.
Yeah, well.
I gotta find something.
Well, you got... The fundraiser is up to $5,107 right now.
Wow.
That was quite a... Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, not that you don't deserve it, you do, but I'm shocked. It's great. It's, you know,
yeah.
I didn't think it was going to get that much, but you need every... You've been broke for so many decades that you're, you know... That's between you and him, but...
Yeah.
You probably get little royalty checks still here and there. Do the people even know where you are to send them?
Well, that goes back to what we were just talking about.
Oh, but other than that, like, you know...
Or anybody like that?
Yeah, well, now that you have a phone, you can call those people and just say hi to them and give them your number.
Yeah.
And then when you lose that phone... We'll get you another one. You'll have a different number.
Yeah.
Somebody told me somebody else got you a phone out of his own pocket like a year ago or something, didn't you? And you lost it after 4 months or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well,
I lost a bunch of phones.
Put it on a string around your neck.
There's a few I tried a little harder not to lose.
Yeah. Well, because I think you've got some opportunities that you don't know about. And, you know, I don't know that you're going to go on tour again. I just think health-wise. But I think you could record, man. If you can get back to the stuff you have at home in storage, can you make a record with that yourself? Like record and mix it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That's at the other place.
Yeah. Well, if you record something... and mix it, I will master it for free for you. I've gotten really good at that. I sent you some CDs. I'm going to send some with this check to tell you so you can hear what I'm up to. It's kind of influenced by you. I mean, you've probably heard that your whole life. Yeah, man, you influenced me. But you and Flipper, big influences on me.
Yeah. Me and Ted were influences on each other.
You and Ted what? Influenced each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it they say? He was the Jimi Hendrix of rhythm guitar. Ted was? Is?
What, who said that?
It's just something I've heard. I think I heard it from Chris Novoselic, but I think he was quoting just something people say.
What did they say again?
I know, I'm on speakerphone. You're having trouble hearing me, but that Ted from Flipper is the Jimi Hendrix of rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So tell me something good.
Well, let's see. Saw some Skywriters today.
Yeah? What'd they say? What'd they write?
Said, it's a boy and left a heart there.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah. And other than that, you know. Just going through the stuff and
getting into what?
Yeah, I really appreciate it, you know.
Yeah, man. So, I'm just the secretary, basically. It's 96 people have donated.
Cool.
Yeah, great. So tell me something, tell me about a gig you remember that you like. I mean, I'm kind of going into interview mode here, like we've mostly been
the
just...
The last LA gig, I had a good time.
When was that? Where?
When? At the Echo? Echo Club?
Oh, Echo, are you talking about the one that I was there?
You were probably there.
That was, last time I saw you in person was 2005. It was when you were playing with Paul Della Pella on drums and...
Oh, really?
And you came over to my house.
Yeah, that was quite a while ago.
That was a long time ago. And we've talked since then on the internet, but
yeah.
And a lot of our talking happened in your bus in person when you were living on the panhandle of Golden Gate Park in a bus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, that wasn't so bad.
I know. It was comfy. It was like it was apartment-like in there.
I do it today.
Yeah, I don't know. You need to be living somewhere where there's people, so if you fall, they do something about it instead of just... Because people fall, and they just sit there, and no one helps them, and it's bad.
Oh, yeah, I have happens every day, all the time.
Well, there's a social worker that wanted to help you, and I'm going to, when you give me your number, I'm going to call her and give it to you, because she tried to call you there three times and said she can only call three times, and then they give up, and, you know, that was when you weren't getting messages passed to you as easily.
Yeah.
So.
I think they're getting fed up with me.
Well, I don't know.
We should probably wait till I get these phones set up, huh?
Yeah. Then you can... I don't know, but it's a track phone, and the guy who got you a phone a year ago or something, or 9 months ago, it was the same phone, and he said that you had tried to get on smartphones before and just couldn't do it, and he got you a track phone, and you just turned it on and called him. So I think it'll be easy. I think you have to activate it. There's instructions with it. But I sent you magnifying glasses with lights on them so you can read the little print now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The phone I got is supposed to be for seniors, too, since we're both senior citizens. It's got big numbers that are easy to see.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to checking it all out.
Yeah, man. Well, I could talk to you to some, I don't have to go, but I will just say I'll talk to you tomorrow or the next day after you've opened it all up. And if you need help with the phone, I could walk you through it on this phone. I'll just Google, or actually I'll search on Grok AI to tell me. I've been doing that. Like, how do you do this? And it just walks you through it for anything.
Okay. Should be simple enough.
You're better with analog stuff than digital stuff. You're great in an analog studio.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I'm still, yeah.
Yep, okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. I'll call you another day, earlier in the day, too. Okay, brother. Lots of love, man.
All right. Lots of love. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.